As we continue with the program, joining me in the studio right now is Sarah Schultz, the Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the Upper Peninsula. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
Good to see you again.
You too.
Good to have you in also to talk about what's coming up. You've got an annual fundraiser, a dinner. It's all rolled up into one great night. What's going to be happening, when and where?
Our second annual wild game dinner is Thursday, January 17th at the NMU University Center in the Great Lakes Rooms. And we're opening the doors a little earlier this year at 4 o'clock, so people have time.
I was going to ask. I saw this here. It says 4 o'clock. Now, yeah. That's because you have, I mean, it's so much more than a dinner. I was at it last year with the first one. I'm planning to be at this one, too. It's really going to be a great night. But tell me, I mean, there's so much more than food on the plate.
Right. So from 4 to 6, I mean, there's theme table raffles, bucket raffles. There's some knife raffles. There's, of course, the gun raffles. And we're adding a silent auction this year. So lots of fun stuff.
But this is a fundraiser, and this is for a scholarship program that you do with the HBA of the Upper Peninsula. What is this program?
So we raise money for our scholarship program, and the scholarships that we give out go to students in the UP who graduate from a UP high school. They have to go to college in the UP, going into the construction trades. So everything stays local to the Upper Peninsula.
This seems like a good idea to kind of continue on not only the next generation of home builders, but continuing to keep them well trained, because everything seems to change, doesn't it? Codes and materials, and this is a good way to learn about it.
Everything changes, and our skilled worker number right now, it is so short. My builders every year call me all the time for resumes and stuff. They just can't find enough workers.
There isn't enough workers out there. Really? That's interesting. Well, I mean, I could see that because there's a lot of projects and things being built right now in our area across the Upper Peninsula. So those that are the trained workers are working.
Right. And there's tons of people looking out there for work, but they're looking for skilled carpenters.
Right.
People who know how to help, you know, frame and drywall and stuff like that. So,
well, let's talk about this dinner a little bit. It is again coming up on January 17th. That'll be here sooner than you think. The doors open at 4. The dinner itself is at 6. They want you there early, though, to check out some of these items that are going to be up for raffle, up for prizes. And I do have to ask you, though, can you tell me a little bit at least what's on the menu? I'm sure it's kind of coming together, but it was delicious last year. What's coming back, or anything coming back this year?
So one of the things coming back is the Merlot and Rosemary braised bison tips.
Those were delicious,
by the way.
They were a huge hit.
The whole committee voted on that one.
Those are back.
Those are back, yep.
What else is coming up?
We had some options of like rattlesnake and camel and some funky stuff. Those didn't get voted in.
No, probably not.
Elk white ragu over spinach ravioli. That's our other meat. And then you have your sides, some orange honey, Brussels sprouts, whipped garlic potatoes and stuff like that.
It's a great night out.
It was so good last year.
This is all put together by the folks over at NMU. They do a great job with it. But it is so much more than a dinner, and you're also, it is a fundraiser for the scholarship program, and you're also still looking for some sponsors too, right?
Right. So we're giving away about half a dozen guns, and we, to help cover the expenses of those, we look for sponsors. They're $450 a piece. We have room for 3 more, and they get free dinner tickets with it.
Sure.
That dinner ticket's $50 a person. So they get a couple free dinner tickets. They get an ad in our program that everybody sees. So it's pretty worth it. They get a lot for it.
What's the process for folks to find you right now to maybe sign up as a sponsor or get some tickets, get that ball rolling?
So they can go to our website. It's upbuilders.org, and go under events, and the Wild Game Dinner is on there. And there's a link where they can buy tickets and sponsorships right online, or they can come down to the office.
And the office is located where?
309 South Front Street.
In the studio with me is Sarah Schultz, Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the Upper Peninsula. We're talking about their upcoming Wild Game Dinner and Scholarship Fundraiser. Sarah, for those that are just joining us, when is this dinner happening and how do folks get maybe some tickets to it already?
So it is coming up Thursday, January 17th, and that's at the NMU Great Lakes Rooms. The doors open at 4 o'clock. You can get the tickets on our website. There's a link to the where you can purchase them electronically. It's upbuilders.org. You can come down to the web, come down to the office.
Sure.
Feels like Monday.
True. But it's Friday. Nothing makes your Monday better than realizing
than actually
it's Friday.
Being Friday. Yeah. I know.
But come to your office, which is where?
It's 309 South Front Street. And we also have tickets floating around. You can get them here at the radio station, actually. And a couple other places. So that's all on our website.
You mentioned it opens up at 4 o'clock. And the reason you're doing that is because you've got a wealth of items for people to bid on and silent auction and raffles and things like that. What are some of the things that are going to be there for folks that's up for grabs?
So we have multiple theme tables. And for those who weren't there last year, a theme table has a whole table full of prizes and one person gets the whole table. So we have a hunting table, a camping table, a ladies' table, a man cave table. Both the ladies' table and the man cave table have a recliner this year.
Oh, nice, nice. Yep. Well done.
Table. Midway Rentals has their own tool table there that they're giving away. No cooking for a month, full of restaurant gift certificates. I want that one. And a fishing table.
I'll take that one, too, the restaurant one.
Yeah, no kidding. And so those are just the theme tables. And then we have individual bucket raffles.
Sure.
And we have some knife and gun raffles, auction items. You know, one of our bucket raffle items is some Chase and Steel CDs.
So really?
Maybe we can get some Flatbroke Blues CDs in there.
I think that can be done. I do believe that can be done. We will talk about that.
Okay.
But this is all as a fundraiser for your scholarship program, which how does that work? What do you do with the money?
So we collect scholarships all spring, winter and spring, and we have a scholarship committee that judges. And we gave out, just from this dinner, we gave out $4,000 last year in scholarships.
That's fantastic. Four
$1,000 scholarships.
That is great. That is a wonderful thing to have happen. Again, it is coming up at the Northern Michigan University, the University Center Great Lakes Rooms. When and where and how do folks find out more?
January 17th, 2019. It's on a Thursday night, NMU University Center in Great Lakes Rooms. You can go right to our website, upbuilders.org.
We appreciate you popping in to give us the update. I know we'll talk with you again soon.
Absolutely.
As we get closer to it. Sarah Schultz, Executive Officer, Home Builders Association of the Upper Peninsula. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.